I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The next 10 years are going to be pivotal for the auto industry, and I wonder if GM, Ford, or Stellantis will ever build a new plant again. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. The auto industry hit peak auto around 2017. New car sales today are lower than they were back then. And looking out a decade from today, it's unlikely those sales will ever go back to where they were. Look, we've got changing demographics. Gen Z has 10 million fewer people than the baby boomers, so fewer people to buy cars. Robo-taxis are popping up in cities all over the country, so less need for many people to own a car. Same thing goes for VTOLs or passenger drones, which will be in action before the end of the decade. So we're just not going to need to build as many new cars in the future. And I think the D3 will be very reluctant to build any more new plants. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ News Radio 950.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.